Which leads me to why I'm off to where we're off going today. Well, today's not such a pleasant activity today. Today we're going to see the doctor. And I have to tell you, Big Fatty, I've been going to the doctor a little bit because I'm having some medical issues. I won't get into that specifically, but I did have the finger test, Big Fatty. I was kind of surprised because it happened very quickly. He did seem to use an awful lot amount of lube. I mean, that was a huge amount of lube. He hardly stuck his finger in for 2 seconds. One, two, and that didn't go in very far either. Like, I have had much larger things up there and much, much deeper, I have to tell you. This was over in a heartbeat, really. So I was somewhat disappointed, I have to say. I thought it might have been a bit more involved, shall we say. In any case, I survived the finger test. Now I just have to go for some further. Today I'm off for further testing. More tests. More poking and prodding. No fingers, though. No fingers today. At least I don't think so. But I'll let you know. If anything else gets stuck inside me, Big Fatty, I will let you know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I did have the finger test, Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1749 of the BFO for Wednesday the 8th of October 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some voice letters, and I've still got the stuff that I didn't read to you yesterday. Yes, Big Freddy? Hello, Swiss Cheeses. Big Freddy, what does that mean?
Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are Swiss Cheeses today because, the full moon is made of Swiss cheese. Did you know that?
Yes, Big Freddy, we did.
And, y'all, today is the full moon. So, y'all, it'll be batshit crazy today. Y'all, here's a perfect example how I know that it's going to be batshit crazy today. There was a post over at the BFO from Miss Bacon.
Big Freddy, no one's surprised by that.
Anyway, y'all, I just want to read it to you. Because y'all, and we'll say it's the effects of the full moon along with her holding a BS degree in batshit crazy.
Big Freddy,
y'all are just going to read it to you. I'm confused.
No, Big Freddy, never has it been more truth spoken.
Are there announcing duties coming up or have they happened? Well, let me just answer that right now. They are coming up. How long do you have to practice the names without vowels? I don't get to practice much at all.
Big Fatty.
I love Kim Beaver and her new Kindle, but I had no idea Miss Beaver had a Kindle.
Big Fatty, I didn't either.
It says, my new leaf, LOL. I don't know what that means.
Big Fatty.
Chased the moon this morning, Fatty. It was so huge and not very bright. So I whipped my car around and my phone out, and sorry, my droid would have captured the picture much better. So I dig out the Guru Nudie camera and speed to the highway. And by speed, I mean 1 mile over the limit. And I get there and I get out there and nothing. It's gone. It was like a backdrop for a Hollywood movie. Okay, bye. 3 weeks to the Crystal Room cruise. Do you think I would like a cruise? I think you would absolutely like a cruise. But first of all, let me go back. Miss Bacon, today is the full moon, so maybe you'll be able to be a little snapping turtle. Big Freddy, a snapping turtle. That'll be lovely. We'll just call you Snappy. Big Freddy, I like that Snappy Bacon. Snappy? Snappy Bacon? Get out there and try to take that picture again. Yes, Big Freddy? Anyway, it says, do you think I would like a cruise? And I think you would absolutely love a cruise, you know, be a cruise of a lifetime. Yes, Big Freddy. It says, me and Sydney and her father gasp. Okay, I will listen to this show at 9:15. Big Freddy, what does that have to do with anything? I don't know. And you know, then there was a follow-up and it says, Lord, that's long. Yes, Big Freddy, she got that part right. Well, you know, what can I say? Y'all, it was a written voice letter is exactly what it was. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the post, and it's just lovely. Just lovely to hear your voice as Big Freddy. You're just going to read everything today, aren't you? I probably will read a lot today, but anyway, y'all, I had a lot of nice and by a lot, I mean a couple of nice comments from folks saying that it was lovely to hear, you know, to remember Lord Byron on Tuesday for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Even though he's not with us, y'all, he's gone but not forgotten. Big Freddy, when will you be gone and not forgotten? I don't know. Y'all, I got to tell you, the coal mine today, y'all, is busy day for Big Freddy in the coal mine. Y'all, I didn't even get to take a lunch hour on Tuesday. So, y'all, I'm a little hungry, as they say. You can call me Jack if you want to. Hungry Jack, Big Freddy, you silly. When I finish this, I'm going to have me some Italian Mussolini spaghetti and some of that moose pea wine. Yes, Big Freddy, you're going to need that. But y'all, it was busy. Y'all, I think it's only going to get worse as the week progresses. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're having it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello!
Happy. Bacon.
Hey, heart. Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
I didn't even say anything. Hey, Poodle and Squeaky, great job in Vegas.
Thank you.
You just stole the show. In the third hour, or third hour.
Yeah.
It felt like hours, but anyway,
yeah.
Here's my reaction to a private message I just got on Facebook about drinking and Christmas.
Okay. What's
she laughing about? I'm still laughing. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. So anyway, I'm doing Pilates because October is my kickoff month. You know, every October, I don't mess around with New Year's resolutions. I just do it in October. Then it's not cliche. Cliche? Is that the word? Say it for me. Cliche. I think I sound funny saying it. Well, anyway.
Cliche.
So October is my kickoff month or whatever. And so today I have eaten perfectly almost good. I have some things I need to get rid of in my refrigerator, and I'm going to get rid of them by eating them.
Oh.
And basically, it's just yogurt, cheese slices, and not cheese slices, but
cake.
Cheese, whatever,
cake.
And cottage cheese.
Cake.
And then I'm going to cut those out of my daily intake or whatever. But anyway,
cake.
So I started this kickoff thing or whatever today, October 1st.
Cake.
And I'm doing really good, and I'm doing Pilates, and then I read this message in Facebook.
Cake.
And I twist it over in such a way that seriously, are there blood vessels in your butt
cake.
Cheeks? Because
yeah.
Honestly, I feel okay. Yeah. I've never ever I shouldn't say I never ever spank my kids, but I don't spank my kids. And they probably deserve to be spanked. But anyway.
Okay.
They're too old now. But anyway, I never spank my kids because anytime I ever hit anything, like if I go to grab a doorknob the wrong way, I mean, I usually break vessels in my hands. So anyway, now my, well, my backside feels like my hand would if I, you know, I mean, even sometimes if I clap just right and like maybe hit the palm of my hand on one of my inside of my knuckles or whatever, it'll just like pop that, you know, where it like swells up and it's purple and it throbs. And then every time you bump it on something, it hurts and it takes like 3 or 4 days to go away. But anyway, so that's what happens to my hands if I hit anything, actually. So where was I going with this?
I don't know.
All right. Well, that was just adorable, but
okay.
I got to go. All right.
Okay. Oh, Big Fatty, what the hell was she talking about?
I have no idea. Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. I think this is a clear example that it is the full moon. And Big Fatty, she didn't even mention cake. It's true, but you did, yes. What was Miss Bacon? Oh, Miss Bacon mentioned Poodle. She made mention of the third hour of the BFO during Pride 48.
Yes, Big Fatty, I remember it well.
Well, guess what, Poodle? What? There's a video. There is a video out now, and you can, I think it's posted over there at the Pride 48. Anyway, I got to see an advanced copy of it, but Poodle, you were in rare form.
Yeah. Yes, Big Fatty, rare form is exactly what I was in.
And Squeaky Kitty, you really stole the show. I did an okay job. It wasn't my best work, but
Big Fatty, I could have said that. Yes.
I have a feeling it'll probably be posted over there at the Pride 48 soon if it's not there already. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Jimmy Bear. So Mahatma Gandhi, as you know, walked barefoot most of the time, which produced an impressive set of calluses on his feet. He also ate very little, which made him a rather frail and rather frail man. And with his odd diet, he suffered from bad breath. You know what this made him? A super callous, fragile mystic plagued with halitosis. Have a good day.
Yeah, Gussie. That, of course, is Jimmy Bear. And Big Fatty, he said that so fast, I almost didn't catch it. But anyway, it was something about plagued with halitosis. Big Fatty. Super fragile something. Plagued with halitosis.
Big Fatty, no one will ever say that you're frail, that's for sure. It's true.
And y'all, I always thought Mahatma Gandhi only made rice.
Big Fatty.
Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. We hadn't heard you call the BFO in a long time, and you're long overdue, and we always appreciate it. A good kerfuffle when you call.
Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you know, out there in Lost Wages, you just talked all over this music.
It's true, I did. It's almost as if I didn't know what I was doing. Y'all, I got in the mail today a catalog from the Vistaprint. You know, that's where Big Fatty orders his credit cards every year. And y'all, there's a 50% off coupon, and I thought I'd share it with you. If any of you wanted to order Crema cards, y'all, you can go to Vistaprint.com And it'll ask you for a promo code up at the top of the page. And y'all, if you type in Festive 14, F-E-S-T-I-V-E 14, you get 50% off your Crema cards, and that's good through the 31st. Or if you, if you're late sending out Crema cards, you can always send your New Year's cards. Yes, Big Freddy, that would be lovely. Now, y'all, I had something here that I didn't finish reading yesterday. Y'all, these are perks of reaching 50 or being over 60 and heading towards 70. And y'all, there's about 20 of them here. I thought I'd listen. List them, not listen. Number one, kidnappers are not very interested in you. In a hostage situation, you're likely to be released first. No one expects you to run anywhere. People call at 9 p.m. and ask, did I wake you? Big Fatty, they do that to you all the time. People no longer view you as a hypochondriac. There's nothing left to learn the hard way. Number seven, things you buy now won't wear out. And you can, number eight, you can eat supper at 5 p.m. Big Fatty, you're behind. That's late for you. You like the early bird. Number nine, you can live without sex, but not your glasses. Big Fatty, that yes. Number 10, you get into heated arguments about pension plans. Number 11, you no longer think of speed limits as a challenge. Number 12, you quit trying to hold your stomach in no matter who walks in the room. Number 13, you sing along with elevator music. Oh, Big Fatty, I love to sing along with the elevator music. Number 14, your eyes won't get much worse. Y'all, that makes me think. I was going to sign up for the coal mine vision plan this year, and I said, no, I don't think I'm going to get that this year. I really did think that today. Your investment in health insurance is finally beginning to pay off. Your joints are more accurate meteorologists than the National Weather Service. Big Penny, how about the Weather Rat? Probably the Weather Rat also. Number 17, your secrets are safe with your friends because they can't remember them either. Big Penny, that's a good one. Number 18, your supply of brain cells is finally down to a manageable size. Big Penny, do some more poppers and reduce it more. Yes. Number 19, you can't remember who sent this list to you. Except it was my mother. And number 20, and you notice these are all in big print for your convenience. Forward this to everyone you can remember right now. And never, y'all, this is the best news. This is the most important news of all of it. It's Big Fatty's medical tip of the day. Big Fatty, Dr. Fatty, never, under any circumstances, take a sleeping pill and a laxative on the same night. Big Fatty, that is such good medical advice. In fact, I was just thinking the other day about that time that you had to throw the sheets out, and it was vulgar, is what it was. It was just vulgar. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all hadn't decided if I'm going to get my fried chicken this week or not. I can't decide. We'll see. We'll probably have a report on that on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Fade Driver. And y'all, he was sounding sort of sexually deprived that his doctor didn't fondle his butthole. Really? That's vulgar. A little bit more, but for Faye Driver, I'm sure you can find someone to stick something, or you can find something to stick up your butt. Any last words about your butt, Faye Driver?
I did have the finger test, Big Fatty.
Oh, Dr. Stone had one of those on Tuesday also.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.